Well, welcome to Steadfast Hope. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We're coming to you from Herb's House in Dallas, Texas. Thank you for being a part of this devotion. We've got a great study in store. We are in Colossians 1, verse 5, and the title of this is Gospel Truth. Gospel Truth. The greatest news you will ever hear in your entire life is what we're going to talk about today. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, the word gospel means good news. And you're about to hear it. So let me read this verse. As Paul has been praying for the Colossians, and he wants them to know that. He says in verse 5, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel. Paul is affirming to them that as they have put their faith in Jesus Christ, that was in verse 4, that they therefore have a hope that goes beyond this world, a hope in the world to come, a hope that is in heaven, and that they're just passing through this world, and that there is a final destination for their soul. And it is to be in heaven with God and Jesus Christ forever and ever. Now, this word hope, Kent, just leaps off the page. Such a positive word. And as you and I use the word hope, we use it in a very shallow way. And in our culture, it's like wishful thinking. Like, I hope I play better tomorrow. I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow. And it's just wishful thinking. But in the Bible, the word hope is, it really means a confident assurance of a future reality. That we are 110% certain about tomorrow. And specifically about heaven. So he says, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Can't we have a hope of heaven? And it's a part of the gospel. The gospel is not just to get us out of trouble in this world and fix things, though that often happens. But we know if you believe the gospel, you're going to have a new set of problems. Our hope is beyond this world. It's in heaven, and in heaven is a real place. I mean, we've been talking about that. It's more real than Dallas, Texas. It's more real than Herb's House. Heaven is where the manifested glory and the immediate presence of God is. It's where Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. It's where there are myriads and myriads of angels. It's where the redeemed of all the ages are gathered around the throne of God. It's where the river of life is flowing and the tree of life is producing its fruit. Heaven is a glorious place. And we need to think more about heaven. Past generations tended to live difficult lives. And it was easy for them to look beyond this world and this life to heaven above. We've become kind of a comfortable generation, and we're kind of tied down to this world. I mean, I think some people would rather go to Europe than go to heaven, you know. And we need to be locked in on the future certainty of heaven, that this world is not all that there is. And he says, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, that as the word of the gospel came to them in Colossae, heaven was a part of this presentation. That if you will put your faith in Jesus Christ, you will graduate to glory. You will be transported into the palaces of heaven above, and into really the New Jerusalem. And so we need to think more about this. And that this world is not all that there is. The best is yet to come. Your best life is not now. Your best life will be one day to enter into heaven. He will wipe away every tear from your eye. He will take away every pain, every sorrow. Be no more sickness, no more death. it's just going to be so glorious. And it's all bound up in the promise of the gospel. And God stands behind this promise. Everyone who puts their trust and their faith in Jesus Christ, that one day when they die or when Christ comes back, they will be in the twinkling of an eye immediately taken into the courts of glory above, there to be with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This is gospel truth. So, Kent, let's talk about this.
Well, we you and I have talked about this before, but you're just saying here, is explaining what Paul's saying, is that this is absolute certainty.
Yeah.
When we're giving the gospel, we have this absolute certainty.
Yeah.
Compared to what the non-believer has in this world, which is certainty in what?
They have certainty in nothing.
Nothing.
They have no certainty about today. They have no certainty about tomorrow. They have no certainty about eternity other than the certainty of eternal punishment.
Yeah.
They have that certainty.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And what is being offered to everyone in this world who is without Christ is the deliverance from the certainty of eternal punishment to have the certainty of eternal life, which is to know God and to live with God forever and ever. And so the unbeliever has no hope of any positive future. It's just only the wages of their sin,
which is
death.
And that should be part of our gospel presentation.
It really should be part of our gospel presentation. We have to be saved from something.
Yeah.
We're not just saved to something. We're saved also from something. And what is that? And I know most preachers don't want to talk about this, and we feel uncomfortable. But we are delivered from another very real place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The lake of fire and brimstone.
Yeah.
A place called hell. And we're not ashamed to talk about what God has put into the Bible. And so that's what's being offered to us in the gospel. Deliverance from this certainty, if you don't come to Christ, to this certainty, if you will, believe and trust in Him.
You know, I remember the great Donald Gray Barnhouse.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, I think, to his children about dying. And he said, when I die, I want you to know I'll be more alive than I am now.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's talking about being in heaven and the certainty of being in heaven. And if you could just speak a moment, even though we don't know about, I mean, we know about heaven, but we haven't seen it.
Uh-huh.
We can't put our brains around it. It is still a very real place. And how do we manage that in our minds?
Well, we have to look into the Word of God. Mm-hmm. None of us have ever been to heaven. We can't look into heaven. We don't know what's on the other side of the veil.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we have to read the Bible, because it's God's revelation of Himself to us. And part of this revelation is He has made known to us what heaven is like.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God is inspired and inerrant and infallible. And this is the only record that we have of what heaven is like. And so it's not up to our imagination.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to divine revelation as to what heaven is like. And Kent, just to circle back to Donald Gray Barnhouse.
Yeah.
I love every time we talk about Donald Ray Barnhouse, what a great preacher he was. His first wife passed away, and he had his children with him. He's in downtown Philadelphia, and he was trying to explain to them that she's okay. She's with the Lord in heaven, that death has not destroyed her. It is only a passage to heaven. And a large truck came passing by as they were standing on the street corner, and the shadow of that truck passed over them and then barreled on down the street. And he stopped and used that as an object lesson, that death is like that truck, and that truck hit Jesus at the cross, and He took our death
for
us.
Yeah.
And when we die, It's not the truck that hits us. It's only the shadow.
That's awesome.
That passes over, and in reality, it can't touch us.
It's awesome.
Because we simply go immediately into heaven. Mm-hmm. And Donald Gray Barnhouse was one of the great illustrators of doctrine and theology, and that brings that to mind. So
it's just the reality.
It is the reality. It is the reality. So, do you have this hope in the gospel? Do you have this assurance that when you die, within 1 second, you will be in the immediate presence of God and find acceptance with Him? If not, put your trust, put your faith in the gospel right now as the choice of your will. You must make this important decision to commit your life to Christ. May God's grace be at work in you and enable you to believe in Christ. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Cannot wait for our next opportunity.